I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There is good news from a study performed at the University of Michigan. According to researchers looking at prescription data from over 11,000 patients in 43 hospitals, surgeons are prescribing fewer opioid medications after surgery than they have in the past. One of the leading causes of the present opioid epidemic has been a preponderance of prescriptions of opioids after procedures. With a growing number of studies showing that people can be addicted to opioids in a very short period of time, there's been a concerted effort to prescribe either non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications or acetaminophen products after surgery. Both of these options provide pain relief without the narcotic impact. Obviously, this can't be done all the time, but these changes have been helpful. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough, KYW News Radio.